Well, I'm rocking and rolling, and I'm ready to go, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I want to thank all our listeners, and yes, we are getting very close to 1 million listeners. I don't know if I want to thank our guests or our producers who have done a great job of promoting the show, producing higher quality videos, and getting them out there to the world. We are the authority on entrepreneurship and social marketing in the Boston area and New England area. I want to thank our hosts, the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers, and Mark Furman, my co-host. Thank you, Mark.
Jeffrey, great to be here. Looking forward to hearing from our next guest.
Yeah, and our special guests in studio, Rich Hershen from Gray, Gray & Gray, and Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. And now on to our guest, Scott Krentzman, President CMIT Solutions of Boston, Newton, and Waltham. Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate the invitation.
Sounds big. Tell us about it.
It's certainly a long name. At CMIT, which CM is for Completely Managed IT Solutions. So we help small to medium-sized businesses from 5 to 500 employees manage and maintain their IT networks.
It's got to be more complicated than that.
Well, it definitely is.
That's just the headline.
That absolutely is the headline. So
what makes CMIT CMIT?
So the special part of us and our network is, we have a huge network of offices across the country, and there's over 200, and we have over 800 technicians. Wow. So we can service companies that are both locally in Massachusetts, but also have other offices outside of Massachusetts, all under one umbrella, which the small business community doesn't easily have access to. Normally, IT is managed by, I happen to know a guy, and we're not the I happen to know
a
guy.
We're a professional organization. And now he's unemployed.
Correct. So we have a full organization, and we help people from setting up their networks to managing their networks to helping them put the layers of security in place to watch for all the kinds of difficult things that are happening in the world, such as ransomware, malware, viruses, to security awareness training for your employees, to understanding when there's a problem and preventing it from happening.
We're sitting in the middle of a law firm, and I would think that must be a ripe field for you, because protecting information inside of a law firm is critical.
Absolutely. You have, law firms, accounting firms, insurance agencies, anybody that has regulatory requirements, HIPAA, PCI in the card industry, or Sarbanes-Oxley, we can help manage their networks and ensure that they're following the rules.
And isn't cybersecurity the most difficult thing that's really facing our society today, because we're so dependent upon it? They could literally close us down.
Well, it's interesting that you mention it that way. I've seen statistics that show that 60% of small to medium-sized businesses, that after they're hit with an attack, that they don't survive after 6 months. Why is that? It's because you have a reputational hit, you have an operational hit, and it's very hard to recover. And most small businesses don't think that they can be a target. That's not the case anymore. The bad guys are really out there, and they're doing their best. Now, it's not a matter of will you get attacked? You will. The question is, how many layers do you put in, and how soon do you know when you've been attacked? The difference is the amount of time. And that's what we bring to the table, is the ability to know when something bad is happening, and then you can take preventative measures immediately. For example, we have a dark web monitoring service. So if your security credentials are compromised, we can know immediately when that happens, so that your credentials aren't then used to access things illegally and set up a deeper attack. So we can do those kinds of preventive measures. Or we have, part of our system, we have agents on computers, so that we can detect when attacks are happening in real time, and we get an alert, and we can do something about it at the moment that it's happening. I've also seen additional data that suggests that most attacks that occur, the hacks happen, and they're sitting in the network and are able to run around free for over 60 days. 60 days. Imagine the kind of data that they can extract in that period of time, and they're setting up for just the right moment. In fact, recently recently, there are many stories that happened. The most recent—
Keep them coming, we like it.
The most recent one is people doing house transactions, and they're telling their broker where to send the money, or the lawyer where to send the money on the transaction. Well, the hacker had been inside the lawyer's network for a period of time, waiting to see the emails coming across. All of a sudden, you know, they saw the original email from the seller that said, hey, ship it to this particular account. All of a sudden, you know, 5 minutes later, comes a spoofed email that says, hey, send it to this other account. The lawyer, you know, trusting that it looked like it was the real person, sent the money off. And so you've got a real problem.
You know, reality, you're scaring us.
Well, security, you know, it's like home security. And, you know, you have to take it seriously.
You know, the one thing my wife talks to me about is financial security of cyber terrorism and what can be done. And it's a concern, I think, especially people who are, let's say, running, you know, baby boomers are getting older. Also, they're running family offices. There are a lot of family offices. Are they protected? And the critical transactions going on every day out of these family offices.
And you
I hope you didn't mind me bringing up that category. I'm not trying to point them in that direction.
Well, and one of the questions from my perspective would be, when you're talking to people who are managing your money, is how seriously do they take it, and are they managing their internal networks appropriately? I mean,
do they even know? Every cook thinks they're a good cook.
That's correct.
My mother thought she was a good cook. She burnt water.
That's correct. And we've come across many people that don't know that they have a problem until they have the problem.
Right.
So, you know, we're out there talking to people and educating as many as we can. We have a terrific website that helps people, you know, see what's going on and get real understanding of the situation. But, you know, if you stick your head in the sand, you're not doing yourself any favors.
Do most of your clients have in-house IT people?
So not on the smaller side businesses, definitely not. Mostly it comes to, you know, somebody gets tagged with the label, you're the IT guy. Now that's, or the IT woman. In many cases, I've seen it be on the younger generation side. It's because they happen to know a little bit about technology, but that doesn't mean they understand what has to be done.
But, you know, that scares me too. And I'll relay my own little story I'm involved with a somewhat of an IT business where the CEO was in charge of technology at Lotus, IBM, and EMC. And we had a client that was doing about $600 million a year, and they had a whole team of IT people. And the CEO said, sure, you can go in and check to see if we're secure. The chief of IT said, firewalls, protected, we're incredible. He went out into the parking lot, turned on his laptop, and 3 minutes later called me and said, I have 200,000 names and accounts in my computer.
Where would you like them?
And he went back into the company, and the IT person said, you've embarrassed me. You're never coming back here again.
Right. And so, you know, it's good health practice, even to clients that we have, to do cybersecurity assessments on an ongoing basis.
With a third party.
Well, that's correct.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Don't ask the police if their, you know, companions are honest.
Correct.
Get a third party to audit it.
Correct.
That's why audits are supposed to be, right? Independent audits, and they
Absolutely.
Sign off for independent.
And you do it periodically. Thing. It's part of good health practice.
Would you? Let's say Mark and I, we both are, you know, shareholders in personal services firms. If we were going to start an auditing process, would we do it annually, biannually, every 6 months? How would we do something like that if you were recommending like a regular audit? Because I know auditors, they sign off on your taxes every year.
Well, minimally once a year, and it's a function of how many times things are changing in your environment. You know, what we find is, you know, that sometimes clients, you know, thought, well, we'll just add something else in there. We'll try to do it on the cheap and not necessarily get in touch with you when there's a change to be made. We find that sort of can tweak the system and leave holes. So we recommend at least annually.
I'm sure that's a topic that comes up a lot in your partner meetings about how to protect data. Talking to Mark.
It's pretty confidential.
Yeah.
It's all confidential.
Everything's confidential.
Well, there's data security and there's also encryption. Right. You know, everything has to be encrypted. How you, you know, one of the other most important things, you know, we've talked about security a little bit. We need to add in the concept of backup and disaster recovery because it's, as I said, it's not a matter of will something bad happen. Something bad will happen. The question is how prepared are you and how quickly can you recover?
Are you more comfortable in, let's say, a PC-based environment versus Apple? I know a couple of years ago I moved to a full Apple environment for myself.
We work with Apple, PC, Linux. You know, we handle the all environments.
Okay. Well, everybody, we've been speaking with the very provocative Scott Krentzman, President CMIT Solutions, Boston, Newton, and Waltham. Scott, if somebody wants to get hold of you, how would we do that?
Great. The phone number is 617-221-4100, or you can check us out on the website at cmitsolutions.com/BNW. That will get you to me. You can learn a lot about what's going on in the IT area, and there's a Contact Us button if you want to reach out that way.
And I think we're going to try to twist your arm and bring you back to the show regularly.
Would love to come back.
This is a great content area for our listeners.
There's always something going on in the IT world.
All right. So thank you, Mark Z, for introducing us to Scott, and I think Mark knew you before that also. And so I think only Rich Hershen and myself, who's in the studio, didn't know you, but now we do. So we will make sure to punish you over the next year.
Well, I appreciate
it. Right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.